The tape you are about to hear is incomplete. Every attempt has been made to locate the missing portion of this message. However, to date, this is as complete a recording as we have been able to locate. We shall continue to search for a complete recording, and any assistance you can give us would be appreciated. We trust the portion of the message you are about to hear will be a blessing to you.
Good evening, all. This is a great privilege to be seen here tonight. I've always wanted to come to New Mexico. I'm so glad that God permitted me to come before I had to go overseas. We're here for 5 nights to do all that we can for you, to minister to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I told you that we're fortunate. I've been speaking, traveling over much of the country, and I've kind of gotten just a little bit hoarse in my throat. Maybe 1 week I'm first really warm, and next week first real cold, and constantly speaking day and night. I trust that this will be a great time for the people of God here. I'll do all that I know now to pray that God will grant a great evening here in our region. May the Spirit be present to heal all those sicknesses. Amen. May those who haven't yet come into the covenant of God through the Son of Christ Jesus receive this great blessing of being saved, of the services that are going on now. I trust that after the service, there'll be an old-fashioned revival between some two and the other, causing every service to be with new fire, a deeper than in us, a terrible day, yet a wonderful day. A day just before the coming of Jesus, just before they came at me a few moments ago, I was speaking to my little son. He said, Daddy, just what will it be like when Jesus comes? He said, we just don't know. It'll be glorious, I know, when whatever it is. One of them said, I have not seen the ears of my words. If you're in the heart of man, you have God that stands for that loving. And the only thing we can do is love, believe, by God, to manifest yourself to him and do that. And now, many people in coming days, the newspapers and so forth, and what we have here, call me a divine healer. Well, Christian friends, you know that's wrong. I'm no divine healer. I'm your brother. Now, there's only one healer, and that's God. He's the only one to heal. A gift of healing doesn't make you a divine healer no more than a gift of preaching would make you a divine savior. It's a gift. Now, the gift itself will speak for itself. Anything that God does, you do not have to be ashamed of it. I think it's still off somewhere. Because God will declare himself his gift. Hebrews 11th chapter and 7th verse that God testifies of his gift. A man can say anything, a person. For a man to say anything is one thing, and for God to say something is something different. If I could testify to something, and God would not back that up, and you remember, I told you something falsely. But if I tell you something, and God declares that to be so, and you believe it, or the very word says that, you believe that it is God. Now, the way this works is not to heal anyone. There's no mortal ever lived on earth that was a divine healer. If anybody was to have taken credit for being a healer, it would have been our Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, you must know a healer. He said, it's not me that does the work. It's my Father that dwelleth in me. He does the work. And if he would not take credit for being a healer, to give all praise to the Father, and how much more ought we more to do so? Only God can heal. This is just as strange to me as it will be to you. in my belief that gifts and callings are without their sins. That there are gifts of God, that they're born here on the earth before knowledge of God. It isn't what I could desire. It isn't what that I could work myself to or you, but what God in His foreknowledge has done. I couldn't help because I was born with the blue eyes of small and bigger. That was the way that God brought me here. If I was going to be, I said, I want to be a great big man. But God didn't need to be here for all of us. He made me just the way I am, so I'm satisfied with the way God made me, and I've moved the best that I know how to glorify Him with His body while I'm here on earth. If He had made me a large man, I'd be a large man different way. And when He sends something for us to do, well, let us do it with all of our hearts, giving Him glory for whatever we've done for Him. The gift itself doesn't do anything. There's no way for anybody to ever have anything from God except by faith. God has made that His way. That was from the beginning. For people to believe God by faith, that was given to Adam and Eve to believe God's word. And when he disbelieved God's word, then it brought death and sorrow and Satan to disbelieve God. Jesus said, my friend, if you believe, now in order to believe God, most people have to have something to look at, some visible something to look at, to represent God. I believe one of the hardest things that God has ever had to do was to get one mortal to believe another mortal. We won't believe one another. And we are God's agency. We know that. Now when God made His first statue of Eve, it was a piece of rag on a pole out of the wilderness. The statue in the wilderness, or the rest of virtue in the grass or in the pole, but it was an art of God. Again, no one knew just how it worked, if you just look at it. It represented something. It was a foreshadow of Jesus Christ who would come to the earth to be our sin and sickness bearer. Later on, as the day was the servant, God sent an angel down from heaven and troubled the water on a pool called the Bethesda. And every step in that water first had a saying, was healed of whatsoever disease they had. From the water. Now, the last person that I'm going to read, it was their faith in what God had done by the last person. Is that right? The water that I'm going to read, it was an angel of God on the water that I'm going to read. The water was saying, see how you see water? No, it was the angel was in me. When the angel asked, the water was water. And a man is just a man until he's full committed to God. And his deity dwells in that man, the Holy Spirit. Not the man, but God in the man does the work. So Jesus came when he came, he was a man, born of a virgin birth. His mother was Mary, his father was Jehovah God. You believe that? And then, in that body, God dwelt. God was in Christ, reconciled the world to Himself. Jesus said, it's not me that does the work, it's my Father, as well as in me, He does the work. And that was God speaking to me all over, that can raise the dead and still the waters and so forth. Then, when He ascended on high, He gave gifts to them. No man received a good gift of healing. So people raised in his shadow and were healed. Not the man, but their faith in God that was in the man. You understand? Another one, they take a handkerchief from his body and papers and lay was on the sick people, and evil spirits come out of people. Not because it was St. Paul. He was a man who lived his life like you and I. And he died. You had to be redeemed by the blood of Christ, just like we do. It wasn't the man that done the healing. It was the Spirit of God in the man that done the healing through the faith of the people. Is that right? Well, the same Holy Spirit is with us today. Jesus said, I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. If I come confessing tonight that I have the spirit of an artist, you would expect me to do the work of an artist. You would expect me to be able to touch the vision of a roaring sea and paint the moon, the sunset. If I had the spirit of an artist, listen closely. If the spirit of something always come upon me, as the spirit of Elijah came upon Elijah, if the spirit of Elijah was only Elijah, he comes upon Elijah then. And John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah, and even bowed once, so for like everybody else, that had come to rest, just like Elijah did, running the road. John was then asked if he was in the Bible, he looked for another. He came in that spirit. If I came in the spirit of John Morrison, do you expect me to have guns and act like Mr. Dillinger did? And if I know you, I came here, and I'm a Christian, and the Spirit of Christ is upon me, you expect me to act and do like Jesus did, or his Spirit will be upon me. Is that right? Then, what he done, these things that I do, greater shall you do, for I go to my Father. Is that true? Now the Spirit of Christ is in the church. It has never left the church. It's been in the church. And the days are going evil because of knowledge, man's knowledge that he received in the Garden of Eden when he left the tree of life. To eat from the tree of life, that knowledge is increasing constantly. And as knowledge increases, they get away from the Bible and get it to a theory. But Jesus said in the Bible book that when they came to the family of God, now the hour that has come for the world has become very sketchy. And I think that we're living in the hour just before the coming of Jesus the second time. Now, of all that speaking that the Spirit of Christ still is in the church and in the people, I will explain to you how the gift came and how it works. I was born of a humble tent, born of the capital. I was born in Kentucky. And I believe that gifts and callings that the Lord were not within that were born here in the world with these gifts. Just the same as you're born to be a musician. You might take your job and get all kinds of lessons, but if that musical talent isn't in it, it'll never be no good. Is that not? But we're born the same way in the spiritual realm for gifts and callings of God are without a sin. As you might know, Jesus Christ was four sons of God. He was the one seen from the Garden of Eden. Do you believe that? John the Baptist, 712 years before he was born, he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness that I read. Is that true? Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, before you were born from your mother's womb, I knew you and sanctified you and ordained you a prophet over the nations before you were ever born from the mother's womb. He ministered to the people of the foreknowledge of God. That's the only way I can make any understanding to the people concerning this. I will go on the first definition. I have it, my book will be out for you soon, my mother's own words concerning what's taking place. A little cat in the morning when the bird came. I never come to my own town. You never come to your own town. I never knew why I was coming. I don't know when I'm leaving. None of us do. We made some of the things for us before the night is over. I do not know. But about 7 years old, I was tapping water from a well. And a voice spoke to me out of the woods. As a world in the bush, they don't never smoke or drink to the sound of your body anymore. They'll feel worse for you when you get over. I said, that's sacred. Down through my experience, in time after time, I could hear the voice. Not something that you imagine. Not something that you dream. A brother, a sister, just as real as you hear my voice. And that's the power of you get it come more into a being standing and going to a vision. And I was speaking in just heaven. And I was just acting out like John. It wasn't fully manifested. I did not belong to the church. I lived a dream more life, but not the church. I finally became affiliated with a certain phase of the Baptist church. Became a minister. After a while, I met up with the full gospel people. And just before then, I received a baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that looked like it just kept coming more and more. And then, it appeared on the river. One time I was baptizing before practically 10,000 people, like a great morning star came down where I was at. Thousands of people went back into the heavens. I was preaching once, and while I was preaching, it came into a room, my physical, and it was very nice. Here he was going to use the Texas, it came down, and it was a photographer, which was yesterday night, caught the picture of it, went through all kinds of examinations by some of the best men in the United States to prove scientifically it's the supernatural being of God. Here's what happened. When the time I met him, when he appeared as a man, I was sitting in my study. He said, I see a light spread out on the floor. He came walking to me. He looked like a man with a shoe in his hand. And his light is just above him. And he had his arms folded. He had a look as you don't see on the face of mortals. He looked very calm and quiet. Very loving. His voice, when he spoke, I knew it was the same voice that he spoke all the time through my experience. But I never seen his face. He was dark complexion, more like the Spanish, the Jewish people. He had his arms folded, he looked way through his arms and dead and white, that hair through his shoulders, a blue face. And yet in his voice, it seemed like that there was a power of living in him. And I was saying, I was so scared about it. I was biting my finger, just imagine standing face to face with something like that. I was biting my finger, rubbing my hand. He said, do not fear. And that voice spoke, I knew it was the same one. He looked at me, his eyes looked up on me kindly, like he was sympathizing with me being so stuck up. He said, do not fear, but I'm sent from the presence of God. To tell you that you were born to your birth and to pursue your life is going to indicate that you take a gift of divine meaning to the people of the world. I said, sir, I'm not able to do it. I couldn't go. He said, if you'll get them to believe you and be sincere when you pray, nothing shall stand before your prayer if you'll get them to believe you. I said, I bet they will believe you, sir. He said, you'll be given two signs. As the prophet Moses was given two signs, to get the people to believe in to leave Israel. He said, one thing you're protecting Jesus is by holding the person's right hand in your left. He said, then if you'll be sincere, it will come to pass if you'll tell the very secrets of your heart. And the things you say you are not. The bill of faith of the people to indicate or to dedicate to you that I'm the sovereign thanking you. I said, I'm uneducated, sir, and I couldn't go. He said, I'll be with you. The light began to get up. The angel went to the mind. I started off, you all got up too. I came in one night, second night in my little church, and I'm going to play it with things I never heard before. A little song called the Believe. As I walked in my church, something started. I was proud that I, with a grammar school education, known as local game warden in the city working for a living, been preaching 15 years, not only 12 years so then, never even took an offering from the shop of my life. Never received a penny. I don't need anything. Just, I work for a living. I'm just like the rest of them. And I have five plus money that have been given to me. I was just never going to have to ask you, I don't know where we had it or not, for an offering to you, so. You know, I was going to go with somebody who had a Chevrolet truck, I told him, someone knew about the Cadillac car. I said, could I come down to Arkansas and down to one of my friend's daughter? Those four little women out there were in long cotton sacks on their bank. Taking the cotton from the Carolina, the little man, all stuff up. Maybe the east and the road around there and the patient to suffer back. He'd come down the road to the little servant. You like that, brother? Then come back? No, sir. I don't come to that train. I come to help you. That's what the boy said. He told me if I get the people to believe, that seems strange. You have to say, believe in me? So like you said, you believe God? You must believe God. You believe God, you believe Christ, you believe the Holy Ghost. Then after reading all of them, that I want to believe me, that they will send me to you. I use the word in them. And still, the gift won't work for you. Jesus, the very one who believes in God, still Jesus. Isn't that right? He said, and if you believe in God, believe also in me. Did he say, if you have believed in God, you believe in me. That's the only way you can help me. So if you believe in me. Now, I don't want you to believe in me as one of them, but I want you to believe that they sent me here to you. Now, we all want to come and help me. Now, that this word would not be just crazy, no matter what sin you've done, it will be totally different. The first gift, the first manifestation of the gift, is worth many people know for about 2 or 3 years. It's worth us along. Just that I could detect your Jesus. They could send him to the doctor, whatever he wished to do, he would send them to me. That's how he is. Now, when you build your faith and notice the supernatural being is standing here, then after about 3 years, in Canada, about 5 months ago, the other gift came down and was manifested. Now I tell the speakers about how to pretend what you do, the things that you've unconfessed in, and so forth, it's true. Because it's of God. Now that doesn't mean, but what it does is let you know that the Jesus that we've all talked about, and your pastor has preached about, is only doing this as something more than make you believe in him and have faith in him. Don't you hear it? How could you turn such a one down and die for you? He was wounded for our transgression. He was wounded for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon us. But in fact, we are our peace. It's him. I'm merely a channel. I'm a man. But like any other man, not half as much in the kingdom of God as Robert some of these very faithful may not love that dear one, because that one's born out of sin. I have no religious background. I run from God and everything for this. But if it so happens that God wants as he to work through his body, and I'm only glad to submit my life and all the things I have planned in life to do over to him, that he might bless his people to receive through that sin. You see what I mean? Now, someone might wonder when people come into the line of knowing their diseases and their thoughts. I do not know it. If you might come right now, I would know it but in a few moments. If the angel of the Lord comes, he is God's gift. Maybe the same angel at home, the water that the school said that I do not know. But when Jesus came, that you might know it, back to the Spirit, give the world of hope, who starts the prayer. Jesus, when he first was manifested here on the earth to the people, there was a man by the name of Nathanael. But Philip, rather, went and found the man by the name of Nathanael. He was praying. And Philip said to Nathanael, come see who we found, as Jesus of Nazareth, one Moses spoke of. He said, that anything good to not have been? Oh, he said, you come and see. And when he was coming back to the place, in other words, if a gift was done, it was something the greatest Orthodox church or somewhere, but many times God's working things in a different way. If it lies in freedom, to be deceived in their thoughts, and he will reveal it to them in the world. You learn that? And so when he came to the word Jesus for us, Jesus looked at it and he said, behold, the Israelite is in me, and whom there is no guile. In other words, at this time he said, you are a Christian, a devout person. And the Bible said to him there at the bloodline, he said, what is your son here right now? He said, before you came here, Mr. Brown, you were under a tree for me. And what did he do? He ran up to him and said, thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel. And what happened? I want you, knowing yourself, knowing you are a Christian, knowing yourself, what truth that was nobody knows except Jesus, God and Nathanael, he knew that no one knew him there. Now, would it strange if that spirit that was on Jesus Christ do the same thing tonight? Is that right? Would it? The woman at the well, when the master spoke to her, he had a conversation to get that human help him down. And finally, he said, go get your medicine. He said, I have none. So you said, well, you said you have none. You have five. And the one you have now, my dear husband, she said, I can see that you are a prophet. She said, Messiah comes and tell us all things. He said, I'm. Now, if Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God that was upon him, and if I profess to be a Christian, and profess that his Spirit is upon me, to do as he did, would it produce the same thing? And I assure that no thief can stand or no cripple or no blind or no afflicted will be able to pass by without being healed. And when it gets to that one difference between here and out in the audience, when you're there out of the north country, that's like a contract and you will see that in itself. We can take the people ourselves and make God's arrangement. I'm not a preacher. I'm a very poor speaker. But from my heart, I'm trying to introduce to you Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. For a reading of the word found in Exodus, the 21st chapter, 21st beginning. God sent his prophet Moses Behold, I stand an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place that thou hast prepared. Beware of him, obey his voice, provoke me not, for he will not pardon his confession, for my name is in him. But if thou wilt indeed obey his voice, do all thou speak, then will I be an enemy to thy enemy, an adversary to thy adversary. For my angel shall go before thee. Moses did nothing. It was the angel of God. Is that right? What would it look like that led Israel? A pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. I think he still leaning on. We know that was the angel of the covenant. Is that right? Which was the Lord God or the Christ. He's still the same, leading his people today as he was then. Let us greet him with all our hearts while we now are here. Our Heavenly Father, we just come down here with all of our hearts. We're so thankful that thou has redeemed us. The fact that one time we were aiming without God, without mercy, and God's Son Jesus came to the earth and born the virgin's birth and lived a spotless life and was offered up as a sacrifice part of the Calvary. He was wounded for our transgressions and living Christ. We are healed. All the blood that makes the atonement and the night by that blood and the eternal spirit for the writing of the words, we are brought in now to become the sons and daughters of God. Oh, Father, when we think of being a son and daughter of God, living his baby, when man has perverse minds, as Moses and Aaron were withstood by the two authorities, oh, to think that we can be the sons and daughters of God, led by the Holy Spirit, the power to save our lives, to cleanse us from sin, and to give us relationship with God, and to not just hear what we shall be, but for all we know we'll have a body like this where we shall see him as he is, the glorious, magnificent Son of God, the Redeemer, and we shall crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Holy King of Breed upon us. And look, God spread forth his mighty wings across this heaven. For he is now conveyed with his soul, give us the glory and mercy and power of healing through Jesus Christ, both here and all by here. And there has not been one afflicted person left in our midst at the end of his service. Bring us, Lord. We love you. Thou knowest our hearts more than people know our voices. You understand all things and know whether we love them. And Lord, know us tonight now in this building that we need for different things. Father, we pray now that as we dedicate the building and ourselves to you for service, that you'll drive back every foul spirit. May men and women who come under this roof, come under conviction, whether they come, may the angels of God stand by every post, every seat, around the place and take their seats. Oh God, may every person be able to feel your divine presence. May there be such a meeting that's never been known before in the coming. May every minister be inspired, every member, every Christian, faith center to fall under conviction. May there be a great stirring among the people, and may we come to the knowledge of Christ being the same great loving Jesus down to you as that he is now and will be forever. Father, we commit all to you, and I go to pray, send your angel, Lord, and among thy servants, and may the things that I testify of, Lord, may you testify back tonight. And every night with great signs and wonders, for we ask it in Jesus' name, and our people are believing on thee. Amen. I'll turn to parts. I guess they explained it. That thing, you know, first night they had kind of little friends, you know, how it is. All the parties not here and every part of the stuff, you know, this is that one. I want everybody to be real reverent, but just reverent as you can be. And listen with all your heart and belief. Now, if God heals the platform, we want to be believing out there. And he will heal right out there. That everything that you do up here, he'll do out there. Don't you believe? It's just faith, that's all it is. It's faith to believe. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for thy blessings and kindness, how good you've been to us, Lord. And now may your people come near, the one who knows the heart of everyone here, knows all that is deep. Not least, Father, if you're just letting me speak the things to the people, then their faith will look up to thee and be healed.
Nothing big side of the house, but
just the presence of the angel of God. You see that picture tonight? That's what's making you feel the way you are now. If you haven't had your hands ready for one effort. Yes, you'll suffer a tuberculosis. I have no use to get paid for the inside of the faith for the effort. How much is my name to my sister? But you have more faith just now than you ever had before. That is true. I never know those things that God is telling me. The angel of the Lord is making me better. I saw today a man here with a tuberculosis case who might even make it home. The thing is, where you can do it, but of course, now this is true. Isn't that right there? And if you know this man before you want to come down and watch the effect of two things when they come. Say, you can't help it. You don't see it once I can. If I get this one, then you may not be able to do it. But when it is, it's not going to be good nor ugly. Now everyone be there and pray on this thing. Our Heavenly Father, our brethren have come with faith to believe that God is here to make them well. Try so hard that the night is just letting down everything coming out. It's simple, childlike faith to believe that tomorrow, those hours testifying to another one, are in great need to glorify Jesus Christ. Help me now to have faith for him, that our faith together might drive this gloomy, dark, shadowy spirit from me. Without seeing across the little you found this man for a long time, but your power is a blessing to him through faith in Jesus Christ. We ask you to lead the man to an outcome. Stop it. Oh, miracle help. Man, thank you. the little girl's choir, Brother Brown, of course, never see his asthma and heart crossed. How did you say? He lies in the side of the east and the east and the east and the east. My, you have great faith, sister. You have to do that for faith before you come to the United States.
And if I found nothing that she had done that was new, then you'd be